Before we talk about the fitness test and this tragic act of violence in Danville, Virginia, city councilman set on fire, let's talk about that. I want to get your take on Professor Weiss's proposal to divide the country along the Mississippi River, giving half the country to Republican voters, the other half to Democratic voters, each to establish its own new republic. We had a big conversation about this last week. I do not like the idea one bit. I'm curious where you stand.
I mean, I listened, to Jeffrey talking about that, and I think one of the first things I would say is that, in point of fact, secession is in no way committing being a traitor to the United States. In fact, the founding documents.
Maybe storming the Capitol on January
Well,
6th
that's a
is
little bit different. That
traitorous. Yeah.
wasn't a secession act.
Right.
But the act of secession, a lot of people think, well, the traitorousness of the Confederate South and the Confederate Southwest, Texas, obviously, was in the fact that they seceded from the Union. But in fact, there was a legal right to it based on, again, the founding documents, which
Right.
specifically say
Sure, and
that,
Jeffrey cites that.
right,
So what do you
and
think, though?
I agree with that.
But do you agree with the idea? You think it's time to cut it in half and
I
move
mean,
on?
viscerally and emotionally, absolutely. Because, I don't see how this country ever comes together again. But pragmatically, I guess my problem is, so what you would end up with would be, for the most part, the New England states, some outliers in the middle of the country, what, Colorado, Minnesota, perhaps Wisconsin, certainly Illinois, and then the western tier states. I mean, the western coastal states. So now you don't have any coherent geographic area that you could unify.
Well,
Plus,
it would be a that would be a country gerrymandered the way a lot of districts are in places like Texas.
right. No, I understand that. I mean, and that is part of the problem, which is why this is even, kind of in people's thinking. Because, just look what's going on in Texas now. People see that as an overwhelmingly red state, but in point of fact, in terms of votes for Democrats,
It's not that
it's
quote
not
red. It's
it's
just
not that red, but it's
it's.
set up to be that they're going to set it up so it's going to be 30 out of 38 seats
Yeah, the
in the
districts are
House.
already lopsided, and
Right.
they're about to become more lopsided.
And
But so you think I'm trying to distill what you actually think about the proposal.
well, what I think about the proposal is that you're not going to have, how are you going to purify the states in terms of their political orientation?
Exactly.
And so you're going to have, I mean, literally, all I can think about is that scene from Gandhi, the movie, when the partition of Pakistan and India occurred, and and Pakistan, by having an east and west division, had
Hundreds of miles apart.
hundreds of miles
Yeah.
apart,
Yeah.
had people uprooting their lives to move to these places. And so even the state that, let's say, is deep blue, all right, it was considered deep blue, like California, there were still tens of millions of people who voted for Trump, right? And where are those people going to go? Or what is their allegiance going to be if you're now seceded?
This is
And
why I argue for marriage counseling instead of divorce.
well, I think
I
structurally,
mean,
I just don't see how you're going to do it, because
well, let's try.
we could you could certainly I understand, like, people in California saying, well, we're the fourth biggest economy in the world.
Seventh, I thought.
No, I
Fourth?
think fourth,
Fourth,
yeah. And
really?
actually, what do we need them for? What do we need the federal government for? That we could do this ourselves, which of course is not true, because a lot of the money that is goes into California that supports the economy still comes from the feds, although increasingly less so, because Trump only gives money to states that voted for him. And also, there's a lot of military installations out there.
Yeah, that's a great. Yeah, the great question is, where do the nuclear weapons go? Who gets to keep those? I mean, there's so many.
Well, of course,
There's so many ways
I
in
would
which this is
assume those they would
untenable.
just sort. Well,
We better just start trying really
whoever
hard to
goes
figure out how
gets
to.
the western half would get most of them, because most of them are in
Sure.
silos in the northern tier
Right.
states.
Yeah. North.
Yeah, I mean, they don't tend to put these things close to big cities.
Yeah, you
because
don't.
Because that makes you a target.
Yeah.
No, I think it's it would be untenable. And you know, what pulled together the northern states initially was the argument of secession, of just the mere or, you know, fact of secession. But as the war evolved, it became clearer that the abolitionist, you know, mindset was becoming more and more a part of the northern mindset. Mm. I mean, what truly drove the Civil War to a war was the Dred Scott decision. The Dred Scott decision, which is a big favorite of our extreme right wing in this country, was basically telling Northerners that you're going to have to run down our runaway slaves and give them back to us. And, you know, the northern states finally said, we're not your, you know,
police force.
I was going to think of a B word, but basically, yeah, you know, right. We're not going to do your dirty work. And you see some of this, it's being kind of parallel by what's going on with the immigration issues right now, where, you know, the whole notion of sanctuary cities, whatever you may think of it, is, you know, is harkening back to that time. And I don't think, well, you know,
all good points. To me, there's no way it could work.
I think pragmatically, no. I think it viscerally, it feels really good.
Well, I think what feels really good to me is starting putting more effort into dialogue and identifying common ground and trying to find compromises.
Okay. I think that let's hold that point, because I want you to tell me, after we talk a little bit about the Vogler incident, you know, the burning incident in Virginia, whether these are people you think you can find common ground with.